The three wise men were wise because they traveled across the desert, long distances, to bring gifts to the infant Jesus. The people of Bethlehem did not provide gifts. Jerusalem didn't send a care package over. Wisdom was hidden from their eyes. This was a gift from foreign nations, and thus we have our blessing of Epiphany water tomorrow afternoon. This water, among other things, is used for our baptisms throughout the year. It is blessed on Epiphany to recall God's promise to bring all nations to himself, not just the Israelites, a promise that finds the beginning of its fulfillment in the three wise men coming from afar. The Magi brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What is gold? Money, something that provides for our human wants and needs. In bringing gold, there is a recognition that our material goods and the means of providing them comes from God. Also, usually associated with Christ's kingship, golden crowns and such. What was frankincense? Incense used in worship. Our incense here that we use has frankincense, among other things, with it. But this incense is a means of recognizing the holiness of God. God's presence, which descended on the tent of meeting and later on the temple in the form of a cloud. A cloud of incense evokes the mystery of God, whose true nature remains hidden from our human understanding. It also recalls visions of the heavenly liturgy throughout the Bible. The seven angels, one of whom is named Raphael, who continuously present the prayers of God, of faithful souls before the throne of God, do so in the form of incense. In burning incense to the newborn Christ, or in offering incense to the newborn Christ, the Magi recognized their God and entrusted their prayers and hopes to him. What about myrrh? Perfume used to anoint bodies for burial. So it recognized that Jesus, like all men, would one day die. But his death would be special. It would be salvific. Jesus was born to die. The myrrh, death, was what would unite Jesus' humanity and his divinity. The gold of his humanity, the frankincense of his divinity, were united by suffering. To descend from heaven and take on our nature was to take on suffering. For what is suffering but an experience of our limitations? To become one of us was for Jesus to experience the limitations of time, of space, of weariness, heat and cold, hunger and thirst. He gave up having the fullness of all good things within himself as God and his divinity to become one of us in his humanity. So the wise men wisely brought these three gifts to Jesus as signs of who he was. Jesus, of course, was the greatest gift that the world has ever received. A tiny child, a poor child, a child left out in the cold, with no room for him in the inn. And it is proper to remember with the wise men's gifts, the gifts that Jesus brings us as our King, our God, and our Savior. But I would also like to consider what these gifts say about what we should bring to Christ in imitation of the wise men. We come before the Christ child as poor men, as men in need of a Savior, in need of his grace, his love, and his mercy. But the magnanimity of his gift should inspire us to give what we can as well. So do you bring your gold? The love of money is the root of all evil. I think someone said that once. Money, it's a measurable form of success, an answer to problems, consumes a lot of thought, planning, desire, effort in its pursuit, causes a lot of anxiety. Something that can be a thorn bush to the seeds of faith, hope, and love if we're not careful. The same could be said about homes, especially old ones like the ones around here, cars, all our worldly goods. So bring your worldly goods to the manger. Place them at Jesus' disposal. Not just your money, but is your home at Jesus' disposal? Do you bring frankincense, this incense, something harvested, processed, carried by camels across the desert, and sold and paid for the sole purpose of being burned in the temple? Do you worship God? Do you devote time, work, attention, effort to worship, to giving something Jesus without expecting something in return, just for the sake of giving him yourself, your worship? Are you willing to waste time with Jesus to show him his importance to you, to show him that you have room for him in your heart, in your life? Do you do some things just to please him, as a little show of affection for him, or for our Blessed Mother, for the other saints? And sometimes I sing just for Jesus, or buy a bouquet of roses just for Mary. Perhaps you could go visit a church or a shrine, or just simply come to pray here. Find your own way. And do you bring your myrrh? This is the easiest one, but the hardest. For myself, I'm a little sad to be leaving this Jubilee year of hope behind on Tuesday. We've been reaping the graces stored up for the Jubilee year over the previous 24 years this past year. But now the time has come to start filling the granaries again. So we bring our myrrh. We will all die, and we will all face our weakness before we die. We do have a great tradition of asceticism in our church, and that is important. But we will all face suffering, and the best myrrh, the best suffering you can offer, is the kind that you don't have to go out looking for. And you can resist your limitations, you can fight your suffering, and we are called to live life to the full, to do what we can to stay healthy, take care of ourselves, etc. It goes without saying. But there are certain points at which we just have to give our mortality to Jesus, to leave our weakness there at the manger. But that is what unites us to Jesus, as it unites him to our humanity. That the more you suffer and surrender in your suffering, the more like him you become, if you offer it to him and allow him to transform it. So bring your gold, bring your frankincense, bring your myrrh. You don't have to traverse field and fountain, moor and mountain. You have only to bring them here to God's house. And when you receive him in the Eucharist, indeed, as long as you are in the state of grace, you have only to look within your own soul to see him alive within you. Then whisper his name in your heart. Turn your eyes to an image of him. He will transform what you give him and return it to you 100-fold.